with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It's another day of oppressive summer heat in the southeastern U.S. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullenix says extreme heat warnings are in effect for several cities.
Along the lower Mississippi Valley, so places that would include from New Orleans on north, even as far north as St. Louis. But we also have extreme heat warnings in parts of Georgia, down through northern Florida.
Mullenix says in some areas not used to the extreme heat, the temperatures today could challenge the all-time record highs for July and potentially reach 100 degrees or even higher. I'm Mike Hempen.
At a cabinet meeting today, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK will recognize a Palestinian state.
I can confirm the UK will recognize the state of Palestine by the United Nations General Assembly in September, unless the Israeli government takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza, agree to a ceasefire, and commit to a long-term sustainable peace, reviving the prospect of a two-state solution.
Well, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Lawrence, says Hamas has won a major PR victory by using a disinformation campaign to convince the world that Israel is causing a food shortage in Gaza.
But at the end of the day, who pays the price? It's not Israelis. It's first and foremost the Palestinians themselves. And these Europeans who are now accusing us of starving Palestinians, who are accusing us of genocide, they think they're doing something good for the Palestinians. They are the people who are killing Palestinians.
Oren spoke to the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 204 points. This is SRN News. Broadway caliber theater productions focusing on scripture. With theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania and Branson, Missouri, their biblical productions draw sellout audiences night after night. We asked Katie Miller, whose family founded Sight and Sound back in 1976, why she thinks family-friendly biblical productions are so popular in today's chaotic society.
We live in such a hope-hungry world, and all of these stories point to the true hope that is in Jesus. And I think people are so hungry for that. You know, we love when we hear stories of people saying, you know, my husband won't go to church with me, but he'll come to Sight and Sound. And the conversations we have after the shows are so meaningful. You know, there's a reason that Jesus told stories. That's how he taught. He didn't come and teach theology. He told stories.
More information on these live biblical productions is available at sight-sound.com. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report. The
stocks edge back from their record levels as a busy week for Wall Street picks up momentum. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% after setting all-time highs for six straight days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 204 points. The NASDAQ composite sliced 0.4 off its own record. SoFi Technologies rallied, but Merck and UPS fell following a jumbled set of profit reports. Treasury yields sank in the bond market as the Federal Reserve began a two-day meeting on interest rates. Reports suggested the U.S. economy remains solid but is slowing. The Dow down 204 points today, closing at 44,632. The NASDAQ lost 80 to 21,098. The S&P 500 dropped 19 to 6,370. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.